Hey, well, it's Alex Mondoshian again, and it's another Teleseminar Secrets tip. I'm in my car right now and driving around, and I want you to know that you can build your business through teleseminars in teaching and training your affiliates, who are treasure maps that lead the treasure chest full of other treasure maps. You can do that utilizing teleseminars. I don't know why people don't do this, but you can have a teleseminar to pump up your affiliates and have them promote on your behalf. Are you willing to take 3 years to do whatever it takes, and almost instantly you'll go from annual income to monthly income? Are you willing to do that? Who has a cause besides me? And you need a message or a topic. Who has a topic right now in their mind that they would like to get across to millions of people? That's what you need. A mouth, a message, and a phone. That's it.
Hi, my name is Anita Sarkeesian. I'm from Los Angeles, California, and my website is neonandchrome.com. And I just want to let you all know how amazing Alex's Teleseminar Secrets was. It really motivated me to get my own business started. In my current day job, I saw how teleseminars could change the face of your business and make a lot of money, but I didn't really understand how it worked. And I'm only 23, and I've already started my own business promoting teleseminars for small businesses around me, and it's really made a huge impact on my life.
I'm Anita Sarkeesian, and I run the video web series Feminist Frequency. As a pop culture critic, I look at movies, TV shows, comic books, and, of course, video games. Please donate any amount you can to bring this video series to life. Go check out the Kickstarter page where you can see all the details about how the project is continuing to evolve, including 7 new bonus videos and a classroom curriculum. There you can also pledge a donation to help support this project. Just click on the link in the description below.
The Ambassador Award honors an individual who has helped the game industry advance to a better place. Anita Sarkeesian's work has done just that. Anita saw an opportunity to create, in her words, a space where feminism was easy to engage with in an accessible way. While still in grad school, earning her master's in social and political thought from York University, she created Feminist Frequency, a video web series that explores the representation of women in pop culture narratives. Her early videos focused on popular film, TV shows, and even advertising, focusing on deconstructing stereotypes, patterns, and tropes associated with women. She asked for a modest $6,000, which was easily funded within 24 hours. By the end of its run, the Kickstarter netted roughly $159,000 from 7,000 backers. Anita has since become a spokesperson for the dangers of online harassment and gave a TED Talk that has close to 500,000 views. It is my honor to present the Game Developers Ambassador Award to Anita Sarkeesian.
Thank you so much for this.
Please welcome Anita Sarkeesian.
Make me cry up here. Hi. I'm Anita Sarkeesian, as you already know, apparently. So I run an educational nonprofit organization called Feminist Frequency, and as part of that project, I host an ongoing series of long-form video essays on YouTube analyzing the representations of women in popular video games. Now, video games are kind of a big deal these days. Gaming is a multi-billion dollar industry. Anita Sarkeesian is not a real gamer or even a real feminist. She's actually a con artist who fakes and orchestrates her own harassment in order to gain sympathy, which she uses to scam people into giving her money. It is kind of funny because it's so ridiculous.
It's a soundtrack of one song, except I'm doing video games. So it's not exactly a fandom. I'm not a fan of video games. I actually had to learn a lot about video games in the process of making this. I don't want to go around shooting people and ripping off their heads, and it's just gross. So
Anita fakes the threats and harassment she receives on a regular basis, either by sending these threats to herself via sock puppet accounts or by enlisting an army of feminists to do it for her. Where is that army?
You can have a teleseminar to pump up your affiliates and have them promote on your behalf.
So these scenarios are patently ridiculous, of course. I've been playing games since I was 5 years old.
So it's not exactly a fandom. I'm not a fan of video games. I actually had to learn a lot about video games in the process of making this.
That I'm a skin-bleaching, mind-controlling, video game-hating scam artist involved in a masterful long con. It is sometimes easier to believe unlikely or even ludicrous distortions of reality than it is to abandon or change a deeply held perspective.
And this leaves women represented as oblivious and totally unaware of the deceit. I mean, it would be totally ridiculous to maybe, like, communicate honestly.
Are you willing to take 3 years to do whatever it takes, and almost instantly you'll go from annual income to monthly income? Are you willing to do that? If you know it's possible, are you willing to do it? Because if you do what I do, it may make you 7 figures, it may make you 6, it may make you 5. It will make you more, possibly, than what you're making now.
I saw how teleseminars could change the face of your business and make a lot of money, but I didn't really understand how it worked.
It is kind of funny because it's so ridiculous.